My guest at this time is longtime Democratic pollster and strategist Pat Caddell. He is seen by many as a critical factor in Jimmy Carter's successful election in 1976. Mr. Caddell's polling firm is part of a new bipartisan survey through Secure America, showing the American people are deeply concerned about Iran obtaining a nuclear weapon. He joins me now to discuss the results and how it ought to impact the calculations of the Obama administration as it continues trying to hammer out a nuclear deal with Iran, and Congress as it prepares to evaluate any such agreement. And Pat, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Pretty lopsided results here, to say the least. Two-thirds of voters, 68%, believe that if Iran attains nuclear weapons, they would try to arm terrorists. Only 19% don't think that. Another question, if Iran is allowed to develop a nuclear weapon, it will set off a Middle East nuclear arms race with nations like Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and the Gulf states. 80% agree, only 9% disagree. And lastly, if Iran attains nuclear weapons, do you believe that Iran would use these nuclear weapons against the United States and our military forces in the Middle East? 70% yes, 18% no. What did you make of those results?
Well, I mean, first of all, there's a lot more survey stuff that we did on this. And it's clear that the American people have a very hesitant, let's put it this way, more than skeptical view of Iran. They think it's a major threat to the world. They are unsure about the agreement. They're concerned that when you go through some of the specifics of what at least we know of it's being discussed, the American people start with the idea that we should actually, if they're going to be allowed to keep a nuclear infrastructure, they're not in favor. The numbers you cited are stunning, though. This is where it gets very serious. There is another question we asked, I think you have there, which is a question I wanted to ask, which is if we do this deal and we are simply kicking the can down the road, that our children, grandchildren, will be faced with a real nuclear threat in the 10-year period we're talking about. And again, close to 80% of the American people believe that. These, obviously, when you get these kind of numbers, they cross all party lines. So this is a very serious subject for Americans. There's a lot of information when they find out about, a lot of people just start out not really knowing enough. But when they are informed, and we're going to have quite a debate, I think, if they get an agreement tomorrow over this, there is some real problems. One of my concerns as a Democrat is the question of whether or not the American people overwhelmingly feel that Congress and the president have to approve this deal. Not that they can, but this political reality is to get the law passed. They allow the president to have a veto, and it can be sustained in the Senate or the House. So one of the things I was concerned about, we went through those questions. People believed that everyone should vote based on whether they thought it was good or bad. If it were filibustered, or a veto sustained, which only requires a third of the Senate or the House, they felt that Democrats would be, in Iran got a nuclear bomb, that the Democratic Party would be blamed for that. And half the Democrats were worried about that. So the Democratic, this notion that somehow this is only partisan is wrong. National security is going to be a bigger issue. And I think if we have a 60-day debate over Iran, this becomes a very tough. On the one hand, people don't want war, and the president's strongest argument clearly is, if we don't do this deal, we go to war. But that's, very strongly countered by people who believe if we do a bad deal, we're going to end up at war.
Get into what the American people believe as the proper approach here. They obviously don't want Iran to have the bomb. The president's argument is, neither do I. That's why we're trying to work out a deal here. But as people learn about the terms of what's likely going to be in the deal, if there is a deal, they don't like that either. So what approach do the American people think would be most effective here?
Well, the one that was the most effective was probably, I'm doing this poll as part of the efforts for Secure America Now, with John McLaughlin, but we also polled some of the other ideas about nuclear weapons and The ones that they favored, and I think this is, for instance, there's been a lot of talk among other groups, if the deal was as it was originally, when we laid down the original boundaries, that there would be, that they would have to discontinue or deconstruct their nuclear program, not maintain it, and that they would have to allow inspections without any reservation, and also get rid of the excess uranium they have. People think that's the base of a deal that would work. The problem is they believe if you don't dismantle their infrastructure, which was originally our intent, that we will not be able to ensure a good deal. That seems to be the crux. That and inspections. Americans are also concerned about the people they hold. They're concerned about their behavior in the world. But as it comes to the issue of the treaty, those are the original red lines put down by the administration, which apparently, of course, none of us know exactly what's going on, but the word is out. The fact that those red lines have been erased and in some cases, in many cases, apparently, we have gone Iran's way, that's what endangers the deal with the American people. They would do a deal that was originally, as it was outlined by the president and John Kerry a year ago, or in 2013. What's happening these last months is not going, I don't think, flies with the American people.
Pat, let's take a look at a couple of points here. A lot of people and a lot of reports have suggested this is Obama's second-term legacy project, the equivalent of Obamacare from the first term on the domestic side. And so getting a deal done is paramount in his estimation, even if it means concessions that a lot of the American people might not like. At the same time, the president has said, look, if they get the bomb and terrorism is committed with nuclear weapons sponsored by Iran, whether it's later in my administration or later on, long after I'm out of office, it's going to come back on me. How do you think he's really going into this process?
I think, unfortunately, there was a phone call reported by the AP the other day, held by several White House aides and Jan Schanzlowski's husband, Mr. Kramer, and a bunch of very partisan Democratic groups, talking about how important this was as his legacy. You know, this isn't about his legacy. This is about our lives. And the problem is, I'm concerned, as one person said, we're going to this negotiation, people wanting three things. The president wants a deal for his legacy. John Kerry wants a Nobel Prize. And the Iranians want a nuclear weapon, and they may all get what they want. And that is the difficulty here. What I do not, what has really strongly bothered me for some time, and has not become an issue, but it ought to, when you raise this, that we're on the same path we did with North Korea, where we're going to get a deal, they wouldn't have a weapon, and lo and behold, they turned right around and had a nuclear weapon. Wendy Sherman, the Assistant Secretary of the Undersecretary of State for this, is the same woman who negotiated the deal with North Korea. Americans, by the way, 90% of Americans react, if we're going down that same road, they're against this deal. But what nobody is focused on is the very same person who assured us and did the North Korean deal is amazingly, apparently, is now doing this deal with Iran. And I have to tell you, I think that is scary. That really bothers me. You shouldn't be rewarded for your incompetence by being allowed to perform the same act with an even more dangerous player. And Iran is a lot more dangerous than is is North Korea. North Korea is dangerous, but Iran with a bomb is much worse.
Last question before we let you go, Pat. We're obviously in a political environment right now. We always are to some extent, but the presidential campaign has begun. We're also at a moment in American history where any statement outside of the political orthodoxy of one's party is immediately pounced upon with quite a bit of vitriol. You've got a pretty lengthy history of telling your party what you think. What type of feedback do you get on issues like this and others when you disagree with the orthodoxy?
Well, you know, some of the people who are being orthodox don't like it, but there are many Democrats, and I've talked to some of the senators and others who are concerned, and there are Democrats who used to be involved, like Evan Bayh and others in the Senate and whatever. There's a lot of consternation in the foreign policy community among Democrats. and concern about this deal. And that is why I made the warning, which I want to do, because I don't want to see my party end up having a super the version of who lost China on steroids politically. This thing, because the bias is to focus on Iran and what's going on, and if the American people believe a bad deal has been jammed through and the Democrats have stood by it because they're able to sustain this, I think the political consequences for the Democratic Party immediately in the upcoming election will make this much more foreign policy election and down the road is very disturbing to me. So the Secure America Now is a bipartisan group. My effort has been that I want to make sure the Democrats understand how our people, our voters, feel about these issues as opposed to what the president is claiming. And, you know, on this issue above all things, this is not about politics. This is one of the most important issues of my lifetime politically, maybe the most important.
Pat, thank you very much for your time today.
Great. Okay, appreciate it. Thank you.
Pat Caddell is a longtime Democratic pollster, is seen as one of the key factors in the successful election of Jimmy Carter in 1976. His polling firm is part of a new bipartisan survey for Secure America, showing the American people deeply concerned about Iran obtaining a nuclear weapon. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.